This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I might have a special, Notice I said might, because I never know what's going to happen. I might have a special guest with us right after the break. We'll see. You just don't know. You know, some of these people are really, you'll know what I'm talking about when you hear it. But, yeah. Almost gave it away. Anyway, Xander Gibb will join us, too. Later on in the show, and I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Lots of stories to go through tonight. Lots of stories to discuss and move through with you. One of the happy stories. It's always good. Is it always good to have a happy story? One of the happy stories is that kidnapping suspect wasn't home, so the young lady, I think her parents were killed. Right? And the fellow who killed her parents then took her. They thought she was dead. And what's the girl's name? Jamie Kloss. Jamie Kloss. So, I mean, think about that. Think about thinking that your granddaughter, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, whatever, was dead. You'd never see her again. Because her parents were killed by this animal. Yes, animal. I said animal. And he had kidnapped her and taken her with him. And I don't give him more than that. I don't even want to give the guy's name out. Because he doesn't deserve any kind of recognition. We can just call him the animal. How's that? That lumps him together with a whole bunch of people, including the MS-13 gang, right? And they've been running since October or so. By the way, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot you can get involved with. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, get involved. Send me an email. Right? It's really simple. joe@therealside.com, capital TRS. In the subject line tells me you're not trying to sell me anything. Let me know the topic or the author or the person you want to talk with or about. I'm more than happy to do it. So what if I told you there are now three levels, three classes, our justice system is now broken up into three different groups. One is, right, the uber elite, the uber rich, the uber politically powerful. Hillary Clinton held her to nothing. None of these people have been held to anything. Obama, Clinton, any of them. But all you can do is scream and yell on a regular basis to lock him up, although you can't find one shred of evidence that ties Donald Trump to any of this stuff. And we're going to learn more about what the FBI did later on in the show. These people were out to get him from day one. But now we have a third level. Crimes of survival. So the latest fad in criminal justice is the concept of survival crime. The theory holds that homeless and poor and people of color they commit crimes to feed themselves, to take care of themselves, to shelter themselves. And these shouldn't really be crimes. They really shouldn't be locked up for these kind of things. Any of these laws, they say, is a violation, or enforcement of these laws, excuse me, is a violation of somebody's human rights. When, in God's creation, help me understand, when is it a human right that you have the right to go into my house, to take stuff out of my refrigerator, to sleep in my bed, to shower in my house, to use my electricity and TV, or let's say I have a store. Why is it your right, because you're homeless or poor or what have you, to come into my store and start taking stuff in my store because you're hungry? I'll tell you part of what the problem is here, but some of you don't want to hear it. You separation of church and freaks, church and state freaks. You got so crazy with this stuff, is the churches used to feed people in the streets. The churches used to have places that were open to feed and shelter and house people. And because our government stinks, kicked me off right in the beginning. Because the government stinks at being able to put these programs out there so that pretty much a dollar, or pretty darn close to a dollar of what's given, actually goes to the homeless, goes to the hungry, goes to the needy. Now what's happened is you say the churches can't do it, church places can't do it, religious organizations can't do it anymore, because you can't have taxpayer money going to them. God forbid they should feed somebody with it. Or in your case, nothing forbid they should feed somebody with it, I don't know. I mean, think about what you're saying, think about what you're pushing out there. So now the government gets to do it, and the government's so efficient that I'm sure at least 23 cents out of every dollar gets to the street. You've created this. Those of you who hate religion so much have created this. Survival crime theory is the flip side of the broken window theory. They deal with the same class of offenses, mainly property crime, drug possession, public nuisances, because I definitely want men standing in the street peeing next to a garbage can when I have my granddaughters with me. So it's in the opposite way. Like, you know, the broken window theory argues that everyone is responsible for their own behavior, and that if we permit low-level crimes, it will lead to a general breakdown in law and order. Now, the survival crime theory, by contrast, argues that local governments should decriminalize these offenses because some individuals have been compelled by social conditions to commit them. That's right. Remember I kept telling you, you're not responsible for any of your actions. The Dems love that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll see who joins us after the break. You're going to have to come back to find out. Be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Some of us are. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly being part of the conversation. And I mean that. I mean, I want you to be part of the conversation. I want, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Like I said, there is a lot happening. But I don't want to waste the time of this person because it was very, very, very hard getting her on with us. Apparently she had a problem trying to figure out how to use a cell phone. Anyway, we've got our newly elected, well, not ours. God, not mine. No, out of New York. We have Congressperson, Congresswoman, Congresswoman, that's it, Congresswoman. She'd prefer that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How are you doing, Congressperson? Human.
Hello, Mr. Messiano. Thank you for having me on your show, Diddly-O-Dos.
Yes, I'm glad you could take time out of your very, very busy schedule to be with us today. And I just want to know, first of all, how are you getting along? You know, you've been in there for a few days now, and, you know, is it what you thought it was going to be?
No, it's totally different. First of all, I went to Washington, to the state, first of all. And I was in Seattle for a couple of days before I realized I was even in the wrong place. So I need an assistant, if you know anyone that's available, because the one I have, she used to work for the Trump team, and so she's messing things up for me.
So, listen, let me ask you a question. How has your, how is your experience in life, your experience in the bar scene, how has that helped you in Congress?
Well, as you know, I was a dancer, and I know how to make a pina colada, and making those teaches you a lot about life and about mathematical equations, and vodka. And Tripoli.
Tripoli. Okay. You don't mean like Italy or anything like that. You really do mean Tripoli, right?
I do. Okay. Are you anti Tripoli, Mr. Luciano? I mean, can't you have an American sounding name like mine?
Right. So let me ask you a question. Do you understand that you're talking about a 70, I think even you've said it even as high as a 90% tax rate for individuals? Do you understand at 70% at a 70% tax rate, how much money you in your own paycheck would actually take home? And you were just recently complaining about how much it costs to live in D.C. How do you pull all that together?
Well, it's a case of do as I say, not as I do. As it goes with liberals, that we really we won't be doing what we're saying. We'll be saying what we're doing. So I won't be affected by this, Mr. Messiona.
You're killing me. You know, so when it comes to D.C. now, you and Mrs. Pelosi have kind of a chilled experience, a chilled relationship, would you say? How are you getting along with her?
Well, she's been a little cool with me recently. I think it's because I suggested the 70% tax, and her and her husband are very rich, you know, from various ventures that we're not allowed to talk about on the air. And so she's not happy that I'm suggesting that rich people like her should pay 70% because it will make her unhappy.
I'm confused here, okay? Can you help me understand a little better what you mean by you've got this green plan? And I don't know, is that for people to eat more vegetables? What is that all about?
Well, I don't know if you were ever in art class, Mr. Messina, but orange and blue makes green. And blue is the color of the sky. And the sky is polluted, so that is my answer.
Okay. All right, this is great. So what can we look forward to in the future here with you? What do you see, what do you expect to be able to, you know, to bring for legislation? I mean, what would you like to do? What would you like to see?
Free health care for everybody in New York City. Lollipops for all the children. Sunflowers for all of the grandparents and seniors, and brain transplants for all my fellow liberals. I think it's only fair.
Oh, and people can send you emails on that one to where? Ocasio, like I
to,
care.
I have Alex at ocasio.neocortex.gov.usb, I think.
I have to ask you, do you ever go, now it's a little secret between you and me. You don't really have to tell anybody else, okay? Do you ever go by Sandy anymore?
Occasionally, my boyfriend calls me Sandy, but I can't talk about that on the air because we're pretty private.
Okay, well, Congresswoman, I hope you get much accomplished there with your fellow new Congress. Do you prefer Congresshuman, Congressperson, Congresswoman?
You can just call me Alex. That will do, Mr. Missiana. Am I pronouncing your name right? Are you Puerto Rican?
You're fine.
We like Puerto Ricans.
You do. How about Italians? How do you feel about the Italian population?
I can't talk about that on the air.
Okay.
I dated an Italian once. He left me with the bill.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get back to you. We'll check in with you from time to time. I'm sure you'll have lots to say. And when we return, hopefully we can get Xander Gibb back on with us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Look, people, don't go far. We got a lot coming up. When Xander joins us, we're going to talk about Brexit. Hopefully he sees the video of Acosta at the wall. Proving our point. God, you got to love the guy. See, we need people like that. De Blasio, he's going on tour. I'm sure that'll make Xander extremely happy. You know, he's got to let other people know really how much we need, how much more we need when it comes to health care, how much more we have to put people into debt. Not that anybody really cares, but, you know, Democrats think we've all got the money. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. You there?
My brain is dead from being hurt for like 5 minutes. Mr. Messiano.
I like that. That was good. Okay, we'll check it now and see if it's okay.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Some federal workers not getting paid as the partial government shutdown starts week four. 800,000 workers not getting paid Friday. It's possible President Trump will declare a national emergency, but not yet.
Congress should do this. If they can't do it, if at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
President Trump holding a roundtable Friday on border security at the White House, keeping pressure on Democrats.
We have a country that's being invaded by criminals and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham tweeting, Mr. President, declare a national emergency now. Build a wall now. President Trump Monday will host the Clemson Tigers before he takes off for New Orleans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You are listening to Real Sign on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, if you go back and get the last segment, the only thing that I could hear, listen carefully, the only thing I could hear the whole time that she was on.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the day.
Anybody remember this? You know what the chorus is?
Gone completely.
I want everybody to do it at the same time.
And the coming
they're
to
coming
take,
to
me
take
away,
you
ha,
away, ha,
they're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful.
But you know what? Maybe we should just play that song in Congress, right? In the halls of Congress. And all the nut jobs will start coming out of their offices like zombies, right? I mean, it'd be right up their alley. I don't know what to say. At least that's what do I know? Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to help us kind of kick off our party for the weekend, and I always enjoy his perspective and the way he looks at things. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. Gosh, I'm glad I missed that first. I was listening. She sounds a bit deranged. It sounds like she's not had her medication for some time.
They're coming to take her away. That's what,
yeah,
as a matter of fact,
hopefully.
Don't you get to the point where you wish they would come and take you away just to get you away from all of that?
No, no. Oh.
Okay.
No, just give me my meds and leave me alone.
Well, anyway, no. They elected her. Somebody said, somebody was actually doing something online today and said to me, so why do you what are you making fun of somebody else? She was elected by her people. I'm sure, I said, wait a minute, stop. Trump was elected. But you have a problem with that. Hitler was elected. So don't give me that stuff. You know, anyway, that's just my take on things. What do I know?
I just lost all confidence in all of my friends that live in Queens. I mean, what were you thinking? I mean, obviously, not everyone who lives in Queens voted for her.
Right.
Because, you know, there are some people with a brain that live in Queens. I'm friends with all five of them.
But wait a minute. They voted de Blasio back in. They're crapping in the streets, right? I mean, there's so much. The crime was up. They're crapping in the streets. They got needles in the streets, and he wins again. What the heck?
All I can say is that it must be fixed. And now he's saying he's going to give health care to. I can't remember what the last estimate of how many people live in New York. I don't know if he's saying he's doing it for the New York City or New York State. But the thing that people forget, nothing is for free. You know, there will be an increase in your taxes to pay for that.
Oh, but you have the money.
A 70% increase.
You have the money. We all have the money. He knows that. He's more than willing to spend your money. Not a problem.
Well, he's proven that time and time again. You know, when he gave all those thousands of dollars to the Muslim woman, the extremist woman.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of her name, but I know he did. What's
that? Yeah.
Light.
Tlaib.
Tlaib.
No.
Whatever.
No. No, she's from Queens as well, this woman. The one who said that we should have a jihad against President Trump.
There you go.
Her name was imagine
if you said
gave
that
money to her.
Yeah. Well, imagine if I said we should whack President Obama.
Yeah.
Right? Which is basically the same thing. It means the same thing.
Yeah,
the
FBI would be around to arrest you right away.
Before the show.
And you see, it bothers me. You know, we're having this here, too, where you're not allowed to speak out about anyone. If you see a Muslim shoot someone in the street and you say, that Muslim person just killed someone, they would put you in jail first because you had the audacity to question a Muslim. That's how bad the world is getting.
Wow. Listen. All right, so let's get into it, though. I want to get into this Brexit corner that Theresa May has painted herself into. She, you know, again, the people voted for Brexit. She's supposed to be working out the deal, or she should have been working out the deal. Apparently, she's got two strikes against her on this. She can't seem to get this thing done, can she?
No, she can't. Because, unfortunately, what she's done is she's sold out. And the thing is that she really should bow out of this because her husband has too much to gain from the UK staying in the EU. So she has a conflict of interest as far as I'm concerned. Now the March date is looming and what it looks like is going to happen because Parliament just voted against the no deal, Brexit. So that means that the UK might have to stay, which to me is ridiculous. The people have spoken, the people have said, we want to leave, but we don't want the same rules that we're having, but the government wants us to leave and to leave things as they are. They want a Brexit, but they don't want anything to change. And the thing is that as the United Kingdom needs to regain its sovereignty because for the last 40 years, they've been pushed around by Europe. And there's no end to the scaremongering that is actually going on in the United Kingdom. You know, the world is going to end if the UK leaves Europe. And it's going to end for the EU because once England leaves, everybody else will leave as well. But, you know, it won't affect business one iota because the people in Europe will still want to deal with the UK. But it will be on different terms because the UK will be able to set the boundaries and to set the limitations. And that's where it has fallen down for so long.
Well, you know, with some of the articles that I read today, you know, they're talking about Brexit could be delayed. You know, they could vote to delay it a little longer until they come up with some kind of deal. But again, it goes back to what you said. But people need to understand England is not a republic and it's not really a democracy, if you would. I mean, you were under the EU rule, right? Which is what Brexit is all about. Breaking away from the almost like, you know, try to explain to people, it's almost like the countries there are states and the EU is a federal government. You know, they're all up under that. And you almost had to ask them for permission to do things. Any law that you passed in England or Greece or France, the EU, it had to fall in lines with the EU guidelines, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the original idea was 40 years ago when the UK went into the EU, was that they would do X, Y, and Z, and they would be paid a bursary for that. But they never really got a good deal out of it. And so industry has been affected so badly, like the fishing and farming industry is on its knees because of the European rules. Fishing vessels from Europe can fish as much as they like, but fishermen from the UK can only fish at certain times of the day or certain times of the week. It is that ridiculous that all it does is benefit the benefit Europe. And you know, if I fear that there will be a revolution if she doesn't. I mean, I really think it's a shame because as a conservative, I want to be able to support a conservative government in the United Kingdom, but they're not conservatives as we know it. And while she's acting like a liberal, I can't support her. I can't.
But you've told me that the term conservative and liberal in the UK is totally different than it is in America.
Mm, yeah. And I mean, conservatives, you know, common or garden conservatives in America are so different from conservatives in the UK. I mean, you know, just the primary things about conservatives in America do not follow on. So, you know, if you look at Margaret Thatcher was a true conservative.
Right.
But this woman that's in charge now, sadly, is not. And it makes me feel bad because American conservatives say, Dan, you're a conservative. Why can't you support this woman? Because she's acting like a liberal. if you process your ruling prowess like a liberal, I can't support you. Because you're a Sino. You know, you're like you're a conservative in name only.
Well, she's not well respected. She's not well liked. I don't even know. Listen, how did she get the job? Because we hear bits and pieces here. We don't really understand how all this works. But how did she get the job, you know, if she's not well respected to begin with? How did this work?
Well, someone resigned. The guy, Gordon Brown, resigned. And he was Scottish, if you didn't get that from my accent. He resigned, and so they voted her as leader of the party, and the leader of the party ends up being the boss cocky, as it were. And so she's there by default twice. You know, she went to the Queen the first time and said, "Hey, Mrs. Windsor, I know she's been on your show. You know, she said, I formed a government. Will you let us rule?" And the Queen is like, "Yes, of course, we'll let you rule." And so she gives her the opportunity to do it, but she's done it so badly that, you know, something needs to give.
Well, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Xander Gibb will still be with us. I will not bring the other person back, I promise, after the break.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Listen to Realside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him in. Let's not play around. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to talk about the issues of the day, issues from across the pond, and try to explain all that. You know, I got to tell you something, though. I do love your parliament. I really do. I mean, if you watch them on TV, this is better than any kind of wrestling match you can watch. The barbs, the verbiage they use with each other, I find it totally amusing. Don't you?
Yeah, it's very kind of like, some of it's very old English that like what they want to say is that a-hole across the room, and they say, "My honorable gentleman across from me," which you know, you, when you put that into kind of New York speak, you know exactly what he doesn't mean that he's honorable, really. You know, he wants to tell you that he's got 5 mistresses and 3 kids to somebody else that his wife doesn't know about, and, you know.
No, I love it. I love when we're throwing barbs at each other and they get up at that little, it's not even really a dais, right? They get up at the little thing there and they speak and then sit back down again. And they're from all over they're from all over the place with different accents and different ways of approaching things.
Yeah, because they have representatives from all areas of the United Kingdom, including Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom. And I actually, next week, I actually have a counselor from Northern Ireland on the show called Jolene Bunton, who's she's being censured recently for speaking out against the Islamification of Northern Ireland. So okay. She'll be a very interesting guest to have on next week.
Yeah, how is England doing, or Great Britain doing with its walls? It doesn't have any walls, right? Because only mean people have walls up, don't you know?
Of course, walls are an offense to, this is why they have them in prison.
Immoral.
Because if they took them down, the people would still stay there out of respect. I know, but we still have the same issues with immigration. People coming from Europe, people even drown swimming the English Channel. Mm-hmm. And though that's not on your television, you won't find it there. It's the stretch of water between England and France. And Europeans swim across and some of them drown and they come across in big, those truck tires that you used to blow up in the summer and put in the pool or in the ocean, they come across on those the British government website has a page where it sets out how much you will be given if you come as a refugee. And we all know that most of these are actually economic migrants. And they get like £25 a day for this and money for emergencies and all of this. And the thing that's infuriating, people that paid into this country for the whole of their life don't even get as much as a so-called refugee. And to me, that's disgusting. Is this what my grandfather fought for in the war, to have these refugees to come into the country? And they're not even real refugees. I mean, there has to be an acid test, doesn't there? Yeah. I don't mean they should throw acid at them before anybody writes to us. I mean, there should be an acid test as to whether you're really a refugee. You can't come from Paris and say, I'm a refugee, can you really?
No, you cannot. That's the other thing, too, is people don't realize, the countries are so close to each other. It's so easy to move, or was. I'm hoping and believing it's not as easy anymore. But to move, back and forth through the countries was not a big deal because you could live very close to the French border. You could be working in France and be, being a British subject, a citizen, whatever.
Yeah.
It was very common, right? I mean, taking trains to other countries. To work.
Yeah, you can
and
get a train from London to France, and it goes under the English Channel.
Yep. No, it's always interesting.
So it's that simple.
We don't really understand the closest. We're not seeing, information coming out of France. News coming out of France is almost non-existent here. Yet. I'm watching on Facebook and other places where they've still got violence. They've still got riots going on. They still have fire,
sure.
Craziness going on there.
For sure. Right? And they're protesting, don't you? The reason they're protesting is that France and Germany both have shipped in so-called refugees, in parentheses, who are raping people, killing people, and are destroying their cities, and they're supposed to absolutely say not a word about it, because if they do, they're racist. You see, I hate this ideology, Joe, that you're not allowed to comment. We're both political commentators. We're not supposed to comment on the degradation of our society because of the influx of so-called refugees. And that's what our job is, to comment on these things.
Well, because anything you say about anything at all, I told you, the biggest reason I got pulled off of Facebook again was for just simply explaining the difference between undocumented migrant or something like that.
Right.
It was explaining the legality and the legal term of an illegal alien. And then it's a legal, term that's used in the courts around the country. It is, terms that used by in our laws or what have you. And you want to change them, you have to go in and actually change them.
Of course.
Can't just stop using them, which is what Governor Moonbeam did.
And it's laughable that the left says, not all of these not all of these people, these undocumented Americans, which is a phrase that I hate, are committing crimes. Well, if you're an undocumented American, you are in the country illegally. That in itself is a crime, so they are all committing crimes. Thank you.
I love it.
I mean, it is that simple, isn't it, Joe?
It is. It's like, well, we shouldn't send them back unless they commit a crime. Okay. Think about what you just said.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, even overstaying a visa is committing a crime. But so they're criminals, period.
Go further with that, right? Until they commit a crime. So if we catch them working with somebody else's Social Security number, it's a felony. It's a federal offense to steal somebody's identity. So they've committed another. Well, they have to work. Okay, but they've committed a crime. You said, other than coming over the border, if they commit a crime, that's a crime.
Right. But doesn't this show the abstract stupidity of the left, Joe? Because even, you know, I said this before on the show, even when I was a liberal, even when I was a Democrat, I was never so stupid as to be a liberal. Even when I was a Democrat, the Republicans said, we'll help you fix immigration if we can secure the border. So let's secure the border and then let's fix the immigration problem. Because I believe Donald Trump is the guy to do it. I really do.
Listen, I hope he holds strong. I hope the Republicans stand behind him. I'm not so sure they will, but I hope they stand behind him. And, you know, if you think about it, $5 billion, not a whole bunch of money considering these people had already approved upwards, I think, $29 billion one time and $46 billion another. So they're being disingenuous to say that the wall won't work. It's immoral. I like that one, too. They've already agreed to do it. What do you mean it's immoral? You voted on twice to do it. See, what, 100% of the senators back in 2013 were immoral because they voted to do it? Speaking of immoral and morons, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, you and I started to touch on this, but he's going to issue a guarantee of affordable health care for every, he doesn't say citizen, he says resident, for every resident. So, I just had the number here. Oh, there it is, right? He's aiming over 600,000 New Yorkers who don't have insurance. That's who he's going to give it to. 600,000. He can't keep the streets clean. Yes, they say crime's getting better, but I believe they're not reporting as much crime because they've lowered the level for crime. And it's a $100 million commitment, and they're already in financial straits. The Dems just think you just put it in the printing press, you keep printing it, they're just numbers on a piece of paper, move them around, it'll be fine, and we'll give Medicare to all. Just amazing.
Margaret Thatcher's voice just came into my head, and no, I'm not off my medication, when she said, the trouble with socialism is that you run out of other people's money to spend, and that's the absolute truth. You know, we have socialized medicine in the UK, but it's got to the point where it's so overused and abused that people are going to have to start to pay for it. You know, when I lived in America, I had to pay for everything, for everything medically. And so if you've got to pay some money to see a doctor or for medication or for these things, then so be it. And even if that's on a sliding scale, it's to pay what you can afford. But everyone can afford to pay something.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you.
So,
okay,
should it be for free?
But I look at this stuff and I feel the same way you do, and I'm going, look, if you just give people stuff for free, you know as well as I do, it's human nature. They're going to use it, whether they need it or not, or they're not even going to try to do the right thing. They're just going to use it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I hear people here complaining about the free service that's provided. So if you don't like it, Bucko, then you go pay for it. You know, I've lived in the United States as an adult and had to pay for my own health care. And so, really, if you're getting it for free, shut up and stop complaining about it. Because it's astonishing that people will still complain even when it's free. It's entitled. You know, it's entitlement.
Oh, we've handed it to them. All right, hey, where do people find you? Because we're up against it again.
ZanderKib.com.
You make it too easy, man. Hey, Meghan McCain, hey, hang out, because Meghan McCain is yelling at the View producers because she said, listen, Michael Cohen, he's just you want to know what she said? You'll have to come back in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Heat up the coffee. Bring me some. Bring yourself some. And come on back.